lot of times we get a lot of texts asking for that. So we may keep it a little shorter today, but I just want to talk about a couple of different things, a little bit of just housekeeping for those of you that are new to this call. We sort of kind of use the chat, but I'm usually not looking at it while I'm talking. Josh Brown is here on with me to look at it. Obviously, if you want to talk and your camera is on, that is a lot better. This is being live streamed on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, all over the place. And I know a lot of y'all are watching there instead of necessarily on this Zoom. All of these are made into audio podcasts as well. So you can go grab it and watch it again, or if you only caught half of it, or if you want to just listen to it again later, you certainly can. So, and I do have a little bit of housekeeping announcements too, but I'll do that in a little bit. So it is almost the end of June, which is amazing how fast things are rolling forward here. And, you know, most people are still in fairly, I'd say, high whining complaint mode regarding the market, real estate agents and loan officers. And I know the rates have moved around a little bit. And I wanted to just talk a little bit about your mental state of being when you're looking at this market. If you all think about this for a minute, I know we have some people on here that have been doing this for a long time. But if you think about this for a minute and you subtract the blip of, we'll call it 06, 07, 08, the 80-20 LIDOC blip for a minute, I would say that for a solid 20 years, 21 years maybe, the rates have basically been dropping and the housing prices have been going up. If you just subtract those three dates, I think I'm pretty close. So if you're someone that's got in the business after 2003, which is a lot of people on this call, you really have never seen a market like this. Now, even those of us that have been around for a long time, I don't think anyone's quite seen an inventory situation market like this ever. But a lot of you all, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there. Hate me if you want. Think that you're working super, 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 super hard. And I think that you're comparing it in your minds to 2021, which is basically attaching your mouth to the end of a hose and seeing how fast you could drink with interest rates that low for refinances and for purchases. And I just want to let you all know that this isn't obviously a normal market because of inventory, but it's also not extremely abnormal either. If you talk to loan officers and real estate agents that have been around for a while, they will tell you that there's work to be done and there's a reason that we get compensated the way we get compensated. And the reason that is because we're supposed to be working, not just order taking. So is it abnormal to write the same pre-qual letter 72 times for the same person trying to buy the same four houses? Yeah, that's abnormal, okay? But the reality of it is markets like this are what create titans. And this is the type of market where everyone that knows what they're doing is working hard, is actually going to take market share. So, you know, I talk to a lot of loan officers and agents all the time, and they'll talk about their income and what they've made year to date or what they're making per transaction. And I just want everyone on this call to just do this drill. Okay. Take your income from 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and year to date 23 and divide it by 66 months and then multiply times 12. That's your income, okay? Your income is not what you made in 2021. As far as I'm concerned, that was extremely fake, okay? That was literally, you can be very glad that you were in the mortgage business or you're in the real estate business during that time, because I don't know if we'll ever see anything like that ever again. But I hope you're not walking around moping about either what you're making per loan or making per transaction or whatever it is. And that moping has to do with, you know, what you made in 2021. I also hope that you didn't buy three Airbnbs that you can't afford right now and two sports cars. And I hope if you did, you got rid of everything, because this is not a market where you necessarily are saving money. This is a survive market. Now, I will tell you, there's a bunch of loan officers I'm looking around here who I can see. I see one for sure, that are kicking butt in this market right now and doing a lot of transactions. And those loan officers are going to continue to take market share. And you hope that you are not in their market competing against those people, because they are going all in. They are out there all in. They are not pulling back in any way. They're actually doubling down. Okay? So please, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, plus 6 months of 23, add it all together, divide by 66 months, multiply times 12, that's your annual income. Okay? That's what it is. Don't compare your income to what you made in 2021. It's a false comparison. It's bad. It's no good. Now, every single day, loan officers and real estate agents are handing in their licenses right now. Okay? So what that definitely means is there are more transactions for those of us that are left to get, for sure. Okay? I hope people keep tapping through the end of the year. It's all good. Because I think this time next year, if you're standing, you're going to be cranking. You know, one of the biggest challenges you'll have is operationally, I don't even mean back of the house, but just how you're going to move those loans through. I'm doing a lot of that work with my one-on-one people as far as how we're moving loans through, because they are very busy right now, still doing a lot of units. They are taking a lot of save deals. You all can wave at me if you have your camera on, if you're taking a lot of save deals right now. Okay, if you get a save deal right now, what save deals are all about is not the income on that loan. Save deals are all about connecting with the agent that sent it over to you. If you are not doing that, you're just wasting that whole opportunity. Okay, again, lots of ops people are gone. Lots of loan officers have no idea what they're doing. They're handing in wacky files directly to underwriting with no experienced LOAs looking at them. They are imploding all over the place. And the good loan officers that I'm working with one-on-one and the ones I know are getting probably 2 to 3 saves a week. And they're opening these files. And by the way, these are not complicated files, people. They're looking at these files and going, wow, how could this loan officer not know what they're doing? Well, we've just come through some pretty easy times. Most of us have way better technology. There's a lot of loan officers out there that literally don't know what they're doing. And this is not a market where you want to blow up a file. There's not, you know, enough transactions out there for your agent partners. You know, they're done. They're moving on. I can't tell you how many agents have told me in the last month, you know, I am done with this person. I'm done with that person. I won't talk to this person anymore. I only want professional loan officers that are going to work hard, support me, and support my business. Not give me money for Zillow. No. Going to support me and support my business. That is what the great real estate agents are saying right now. Okay? Because every transaction is very important to them, as it is to you. They are not going to suffer fools or unprofessional loan officers. Period. Kristen Ambos, give me by your fingers how many saves in the last month. I know that's coming out of nowhere. Just how many? You can use your hands if you want. Okay, 10. So that's 10 minimum without her even looking. Okay, that's very normal. I know I said about 2.5 per week. Kristen does a lot of loans. Okay, I just called on her because her camera's on and I know she does a lot of units. Okay, very normal. I'm hearing this all over the place. And let me tell you all something. The Kristen in your market that got those 10 saves is in front of every one of those real estate agents within 2 weeks after those loans close, which is what you all should be doing, okay? Because that's not saving a loan. That's stealing and creating a new relationship, period, end of discussion. That's what it's all about. It's not about that loan. Okay, so your headspace you should be in right now. You know, if you've been on some plan where you save X amount of money per week, whatever it is, or per month, sorry, you put in your investment account. Who cares if you're not doing that right now? Whatever. Okay, survive and thrive. Don't be all down in the dumps because you can't put your normal $5,000 in your investment account that you were doing before when you were just basically taking loans hands up, hand over fist without even having to think about it. Okay. Who cares? All right. The loan officers that have their head down and that are working hard and not thinking about that stuff are going to take your business and thrive right through this market, period. I'm watching it happen right now. I'm with agents every week somewhere in the country. I'm hearing it from the real estate agents, and I'm definitely hearing it from the loan officers that I deal with. I'm watching the loan officers' volume. I'm watching unit months, 25, 26, 30 plus, 35, 38 units for May and June, and July coming right back close to the same. Okay. These are in all kinds of markets, spanning lots of different markets. So don't play the poor is me game, the woe is me game. I should make everyone stand up, turn around, look at your chair. If it looks like an imprint of your ass, you got a problem. You're not supposed to be sitting in your chair. Get out. Okay. You're supposed to be out with people, not sitting in your chair waiting for the phone to ring. Okay. Which is what a lot of loan officers that are down in the dumps right now are doing. Okay. And while you're doing that, the other loan officers, the elite loan officers, and I don't even mean elite because they're doing a lot of business. I mean elite because they're working hard, are out literally building relationships with people that you thought would be sending you business, period. Okay. Now, I'm not trying to just hammer you all today, but I want you all to listen because this business we're in is incredible. It's an incredible career. Okay. It's an incredible career for loan officers, incredible career for real estate agents. Okay. Get over it. Get out of your own head and go get it. It's right there. Okay. Yes, you could say the rates are high compared to 3% 30-year fixed, but these rates are not high. Okay. I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, two, three, 4 weeks ago. I heard my friend and client, whatever, James Allen, say this in a meeting. You know, a consumer's interest rate is not the rate on their mortgage. It's the combined rate of all their consumer debt. Okay. And when you add up these credit cards and all this crazy stuff, you know, you got a great credit score and your credit card's 24%. You know, this whole I have 3%, I can't do anything or I can't move or whatever. It's all a bunch of gobbledygook. If you know how to pencil sell and you can actually use a calculator. All right. Again, very few loan officers are doing this. I'm being told by real estate agents all the time, brokers, sort of the broker of record, that one of their biggest problems is they think a lot of their people are losing potential transactions because they're not able to overcome the objections that a lender could easily overcome. So you should be talking to your agent partners about how to get these people in front of you faster so you can help them move people forward. Okay. You should be helping, partnering, serving your partners. All right. Your agent partners. You should be working together very closely on everything. It should feel like a lot of work. You should feel busy. At the end of the day, you should need some hot water with lemon from talking all day. I don't know whether you all have figured this out yet, but email is close to dead. You should be talking to people all day right now, literally all day. You should be on the phone. Okay. If you're not, you need to look at what you're doing right now. What is going on? Who are you not talking to? All right. Who are you talking to in a meaningful way? All right. And by the way, I'm not telling you to cold call people. Okay. But what I'm telling you is to please get off your butts and work, because the loan officers, real estate agents that are getting off their butts and working are really killing it. They're doing great and they're setting themselves up for when this market creeps back, the rates drop a little bit, we get some more inventory. They are setting themselves up to be dominant forces in their markets. The type of forces that will be very, very hard to mess with when they get that far in front of you. Okay. It'll be very hard to climb back and get them. All right. So today I just wanted to talk to you sort of motivationally a little bit and tell you, hey, this business is awesome. I've been doing this for 30 plus years. All right. This in and around this business, it's incredible business. All right. But if you're going to sit around and have a pity party for yourself, it's not incredible. You may as well be one of those people that taps out. Get out of the way for the rest of us so we can do our thing. Now, a little bit of housekeeping. A lot of people have been asking me for this for a long time. So this is rolling now. We're calling it Crush Forward. This is only for Crush Group graduates, by the way. You have to have graduated a Crush Group for this. All right. It is a elite group that will be put together. I am running the calls. There's a separate a private group. It's not in Facebook. It's within my website. There's a forum. There's all kinds of information in there. There's documents. All the calls we do will be taped and left in there. But very important, this is only for Crush Group graduates. If you graduated a Crush Group, you qualify. If you haven't, then you know you need to sign up for a Crush Group. I don't know when our next Crush Group is right now. I have to look and see if there's one. But if you've graduated a Crush Group and you've said, Kristen Ambos is the perfect thing, where you said, Joel, what you got? And I said, sorry, I got nothing but one-on-one. Now we have something that's great, that I'm doing the calls. You guys can have access to me. The first call or first month, what we decide to do is just make it free. So if you go in there and you sign up, you're not going to be charged for anything. If you stay in after the first 30 days or whatever, then you will be charged. It's all there on the website. We think the price is extremely fair. And like all of my stuff, you can join and you can go in and out whenever you want. You don't need to talk to us. There's no contracts. There's nothing. It's simply monthly. If you want to sign up for that and you were in a Crush Group, I'd love to see you. I probably get literally 30 calls and texts a month asking for this. And we finally did it. There'll be some administrators working the board. I'll be in there working the board to ask questions. And we're going to be doing hour-long Zooms that are private. That I am running every 3 weeks, maybe every 2 weeks, where we're going to be talking about all the Crush Group subjects, going deep on everything, and make sure you all are really doing what you're supposed to do. Again, a lot of the feedback I get when people finish Crush Groups is, Joel, this was incredible. Oh my God, this is great. But you know, I've fallen off, or I'm not doing all the stuff, or you know, I need to hear you more. Either asking me if I did it. The other thing that's in there, which is cool, which we asked for, is there's accountability stuff for you all that's Crush Group accountability. So, for example, you have B2Bs in there. You have listing agent calls, PP calls, BIC calls, CC calls, all types of Crush Group stuff. All the accountability's in there. You can fill in the forms every week. You can share them with other people. You can send them directly to me if you want, but all that stuff is in there as well to help hold yourself accountable to what I'm calling the Crush Group activities. Okay. So if you try to sign up for that and you are not a Crush Group graduate, you'll be declined and probably someone from my group will call you. We know who the Crush Group graduates are. You will also be contacted separately as well. So I'm pretty excited about this. I've been thinking about it for a while. And I think we finally put it together in a way that will be very meaningful for you all. And obviously, we'll take any type of feedback as we get going on this as well. Again, for me, super exciting, because anyone that's been through a Crush Group, which is 6 months with me, as you all know, I do the Crush Groups myself. I know all of you. So it's exciting for me to get back in a Zoom room at worst case scenario, in a Zoom room with anyone. So if anyone has any questions on that, your camera's on, you can ask now. We also have a video. Josh, if you put that video in there, could they take that out of the chat? Am I just being old right now? If you put that in there, or the video is...
Video's directly on the page that I linked to.
Okay. So if you click the link, there's a little short 2-minute video too that... I restarted up my podcast as well and have recorded 3 sessions. The new agent ones will be going up. Those of you that are masters at grabbing the agent podcasts and texting them to your partners, there's a new one coming up here in the next couple of weeks, a really cool one with a very, very awesome agent in New York City, one of the top Douglas Elliman agents that I'm sure a lot of your agent partners will like as well. You'll see that. That'll be coming out. You all will get that in an email as well. So listen, today was about hopefully pumping you all up. I didn't want to, I didn't want to yell at you, but I kind of want to yell at you a little bit to just say, get out of your own head. Okay. Really get out of your own head. This is awesome. And it's going to be so much better and better and better. And if you're doing the ground and pound activities, you're going to win. If you're grounding and pounding right now, you will win. I'm telling you, loan officers are not doing it. Did you all, Josh, you put the, you put that link in the chat, right?
You betcha.
Okay, guys, just called Crush Forward. If you go to the Big Joel website, it's up top. I think it's up top on the header. You can just click on it if you want to see it. Again, there's no cost for the first month. I figured it would be fun to get everybody in there. If you stay, then of course you're going to pay. And I'm doing those calls. I think the first call is July 21st. It's set for an hour. I would leave a full hour if you're on, because you're going to be able to talk, ask questions, do all kinds of cool interactive stuff with me. So everybody, have an awesome July 4th. It's a kind of a cool 4-day weekend coming up, sort of, kind of, I think. I think July 4th is Tuesday. Be safe with your family or your friends or whatever you're doing. Put your head down. Tell yourself right now, bust ass through Friday, please. Don't stop. Go, go, go. Your competitors are definitely doing that. I will talk to all of you all in 2 weeks. Hopefully, I'll see some good familiar faces signing up for Crush Forward. See you all later. Have a great week.